One side of the university gym in Rochester, Minnesota, was wall-to-wall people last Thursday night. The spectators, over 1,000 of them, packed the steeply rising bleachers to see the contestants below. The event was politics. At stake, a seat in the United States Senate, and with Democrats defending a one-vote majority, possibly which party will control the Senate after the November election.
The first candidate is the Republican candidate Norm Coleman, former mayor of St. Paul. Mr. Coleman is a former mayor of St. Paul and former assistant attorney general. He ran in the last campaign for governor against Skip Humphrey and Jesse Ventura.
Republican Norm Coleman is one of three challengers in this race. Independence Party candidate Jim Moore and Ray Tricomo of the Green Party, who were also at the debate, are both polling in the low single digits. Coleman is said to be running neck and neck with the incumbent, a man seen as one of the most vulnerable senators seeking re-election, the candidate of Minnesota's Democratic Farmer Labor Party.
The DFL candidate is the incumbent, Paul Wellstone. Mr. Wellstone is a former Carleton College professor of political science. He's nearing the end of his second term in the U.S. Senate.
The Minnesota Senate race pits two skilled candidates with different ideas about the role of government in the economy, about America's role in the world, and about the role of a United States senator. Paul Wellstone says in Washington, where he is often on the losing side of Senate votes, he is the people's advocate against the forces of big business.
We got to really go after this insider corporate scandal. And one of the ways we can do it is to have people in government that will be involved in oversight and will be a watchdog for people in Minnesota. And by the way, that's one of the things that I'm most proud of, is being a watchdog for people in Minnesota on these kinds of questions. Have been and will.
By way of contrast, Norm Coleman says he is a doer, a deal maker.
You got to work together. You got to work in a bipartisan way. You have to show the ability to form coalitions, get 51 votes to be with you. And that's not what we've gotten. It's not enough to make excuses about somebody else always stopped me from doing it. When I'm in the United States Senate, I'll form the kind of coalitions you need to get it done.
Paul Wellstone is a candidate and a senator who focuses on policy issues. He's got strong policy convictions and strong goals that he pursues. Norm Coleman, as a mayor, was very much oriented towards delivering the projects, delivering the bacon, putting together coalitions to build hockey arenas, to build cultural centers. They're very different candidates in that way.
Lawrence Jacobs is a University of Minnesota political scientist. He says this election is being fought in a state that may once have been a bastion of liberal democratic politics, but no more.
Minnesota is no longer, if ever it was, Little Sweden. Minnesota is in many ways facing some of the same demographic, economic changes that lots of other states are. We're seeing suburban outer rings forming that tend to be more conservative. You've got folks who see the government as too much helping the minorities and other special interest groups. So this is a real cauldron of many competing sets of interests and attitudes so that a boa-clad wrestler could be elected.
Norm Coleman, whose supporters gathered at Joseph's Grill in St. Paul last week, has come a long way, both politically and geographically. Born and raised in Brooklyn, he was, by birthright, a liberal Democrat, he says. Law school took him to the Midwest, and then came a career with the state attorney general's office. He speaks with the persuasiveness of a trial lawyer, always gesturing. His hands play an invisible game of catch cradle with the ideas that he sets out before him.
Good things beget good things. I am an optimist. These are difficult times, I know that.
Coleman was elected mayor of St. Paul as a Democrat, cut taxes, wrangled with municipal unions, changed parties, and won re-election as a Republican. He holds many conservative positions. He's pro-life, pro-business, and anti-tax. He favors letting people put part of their Social Security contributions into private investment funds. But his pitch is that he is a pragmatist who presided over a downtown renaissance, a Midwestern Rudy Giuliani. Voters like Scott Thompson applaud him for it.
He tries to approach things. This is something that we'd like to get done. And unfortunately, I think his opponent, Paul Wellstone, has a tendency to look at things. Well, I have to jump up and down and protest things. The way the two have approached situations, I think Norm approaches it, how can we get something done? Whereas Paul Wellstone seems to like to say, well, how can I find a way to not like it?
If you're elected to the Senate, you could be, yours could be the seat that tips the balance toward the Republican Party. How important is that as an issue? When people go to the polls, if they're voting for Norm Coleman, should they say, I'm voting for Trent Lott to be Senate Majority Leader instead of Tom Daschle?
Well, you know, this race is about, do you want to continue with six more years of Paul Wellstone? He's been there 12 years, three presidential terms. Told somebody the other day, in dog years, that's 84 years. It's a lifetime. Do you want another 6 years of them, or do you want change? And I really believe in this state, that's what's on people's mind.
But it's one thing to say, if I went to the Senate, I would be an independent guy and nobody's foot soldier on down-the-line votes, and I'd be with McCain very often and sometimes. When it comes down to it, though, you either vote for the Republicans or the Democrats to organize the Senate.
I'm voting for the Republicans. And in doing so, you know something? We'd have a prescription drug plan right now. Mm-hmm. Seniors would have one right now. And we'd have a Homeland Defense bill right now. And I think people are tired of the gridlock. Now, does that mean on each and every bill I vote with my party? No. No, that's not who I am. But on the other hand, do I vote to organize so that, in fact, we get this stuff through? And you want to know something? In 2 years, when George Bush runs again, the people of America would then have the ability to judge him on his policies. Rather, what you have right now is gridlock, and I think people are offended about that. They're tired of the partisan stuff that produces, at this point, very little. We don't even have a budget passed in the United States Senate right now.
Do you think you have the middle in this race? Do you think you represent what's at the center of politics in Minnesota?
I do for two reasons. One, it's simply been who I am. And again, bringing principles to the table. I didn't raise taxes for 8 years. I support expanded school choice. But let's be honest, I'm also running against Paul Wellstone. Almost anybody in America would have the middle.
Paul Wellstone is an unconventional senator, and he's trying an unconventional strategy to win re-election. Walk up one story into Wellstone's headquarters and you might think you're in a kindergarten. It's the artwork on the stairwell. A white crepe paper stripe runs up parallel to the handrail, a highway. Appearing just above it periodically, a green cutout of a bus. And surrounding the bus, as it rides up the stairway wall, are thousands of little cutouts. Each cutout is a miniature Paul Wellstone holding aloft a sign. And on each sign, there's a name.
So some of the names I'm seeing here are Natasha Abu Soba, Dimitri Anaya, Andrea Amundsen, Ken Pengally.
That's Wellstone campaign staffer Pam Costain. These are the names of volunteers for the 2002 campaign, volunteers who number nearly 10,000 and whose main job is to get out the vote in a state where you can register to vote on Election Day. This is not kid stuff. The Wellstone campaign, which is about as well-funded as his opponents, is spending about 40% of its funds, as opposed to a more typical 10%, on organizing volunteers. Volunteers like Barry Edwards.
I've been trying to come here 2 or 3 hours per day once a week, and I'm going to start coming here 3 or 4 hours a day, 4 days a week until the election.
I mean, that's taking a fair amount of time out of your life.
It's an extremely close election, and if we can get a very small percentage more to turn out for Paul, then we win.
Senator Wellstone's roots are in community organizing. His 1990 campaign featured the campaign bus now celebrated on the stairway wall. Like many candidates in those days, he said he would serve just two terms, but he's now seeking a third. Multiple sclerosis has forced an awkwardness into the step of this former college wrestler, but he seems to have lost neither energy nor combativeness.
I think people in Minnesota are thinking, well, wait a minute, we want to make sure that our senator is, you know, going to be a watchdog for us, not a rubber stamp. We don't, you know, we want some balance here. We're not sure we want White House, House of Representatives, Senate all Republican. And I think that's part of the issue. The other issue, besides future direction of the Supreme Court and, you know, decisions like Roe v. Wade, perhaps in jeopardy, to me, the biggest issue of all is if Republicans get control of the Senate, I know the first thing they're going to do with this administration, they're going to make permanent tax cuts, do more tax cuts. And you know what? More funding for education, more funding for
pre-kindergarten, early childhood development, affordable housing, decent health care. There'll be no money. There will be nothing. There will be nothing. Forget it. That's what's at stake. That's why I'm so determined to win this race. I'm just not going to let that happen.
You spoke of yourself as a watchdog.
Yeah.
And this is a word that you use, you know, positively.
Yeah.
There is a watchdog in Washington looking out for the people of Minnesota. And your opponent uses it as a criticism, saying people don't want a watchdog. They want somebody who's a deal maker, who's making things happen, who's getting results.
Well, this deal maker thing I love. We had this debate down in Moorhead, and I've been hearing it over and over again. I was very proud of myself because I had no rehearsed introduction or conclusion. And I was listening to this, you know, got to be at the table, got to be a deal maker and get the job done. And I was starting to think the real issue here is be a deal maker for whom?
But you don't mind being the one vote against 99 or the two votes against 98 that are often opposed to what the majority of the Senate is doing.
No, I don't mind being the one vote. Look, my opponent and I have I try not to make this at all personal. We have a different view about leadership. Mm-hmm. His view about leadership is you'd never want to be one. You'd never want to be less than 50. My view about leadership, and I think Minnesota's view about leadership, is you stick by your principles and your conscience and you stand up for what you think is right. They want you to do what you believe is right for them.
Wellstone hopes voters will recognize his most recent controversial vote against war with Iraq as an exercise of his principles and his judgment. The crowd of over 1,000 perched high on the gymnasium bleachers in Rochester took in the debate between Paul Wellstone, Norm Coleman, and their two minor party rivals with relish.
I think his judgment has been wrong. I think he was wrong when he said not to go after Saddam Hussein in 1991. I think he was wrong. Gary, do I get another? I get another 5 seconds. Thank you.
One thing Coleman and Wellstone hold in common is the love of a political fight. Political scientist Lawrence Jacobs.
These are two spirited politicians. This is not the quiet Lutherans going at it. These are two loudmouthed, rambunctious, powerful personalities. When either of them comes in a room, you know they've arrived simply from the swirl of activity around them.
And they have clear differences on big issues: taxes, Iraq, Social Security, abortion. If on election night we are waiting into the wee hours of Wednesday to know which party will control the Senate come January, we could do a lot worse than hang on to the county-by-county totals from Minnesota.
Thank you all in the audience for coming. Good night. Good night.